Today is Father Scott Steinkirchner, coming to us from St. Louis, Missouri, USA. Father Scott teaches religious studies at Edgewood College in Madison, Wisconsin, and is the editor of this website. His homily today is called, Pass Along the Love That We Have Received. Our first reading today is from the first letter of John. My dear people, let us love one another. Since love comes from God. And everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Anyone who fails to love can never have known God, because God is love. God's love for us was revealed when God sent into the world His only Son, so that we could have life through Him. This is the love I mean, not our love for God, but God's love for us when He sent His Son to be the sacrifice that takes our sins away. That's the end of the first reading. And then for the gospel, we have a feeding miracle from Mark. It starts with Jesus steps ashore and sees a large crowd and has pity on them because they are like sheep without a shepherd. And so He teaches them. But at the end of it, He says to His disciples, this is a lonely place, or His disciples say to Him, this is a lonely place, and it's getting very late, so send them away, so they can go to the farms and villages round about to buy themselves something to eat. And Jesus says, give them something to eat yourselves. And they answered, are we to go and spend 200 denarii on bread for them to eat? How many loaves have you? Jesus says. Go and see. When they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. And He ordered them to get all the people together in groups on the green grass, and they sat down on the ground in squares of hundreds and fifties. And Jesus took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, raised His eyes to heaven, said the blessing, then broke the loaves and handed them to His disciples to distribute among the people. And He shared the 2 fish, and they all ate as much as they wanted. And they collected 12 basketfuls of scraps of bread and pieces of fish. The Gospel of the Lord. Do you love God? I'll bet you do, like me. And that love is a wonderful thing burning inside of us. But what John tells us is that it's really not nearly as important as knowing that God loves you. That's the love that's important, the knowledge that God loves you. But even more than that, John tells us, is to know that God loves all of us. And to know it so surely, to feel that in our bones so much that we love everyone as God loves everyone. That's the love that matters. God's love for everyone. And we show that we believe it by loving everyone. That is our task. As true believers, to love everyone. But that's a bit abstract. It's hard for me to even know what loving everyone would be like, because I haven't met everyone yet. I meet a small group of people each day. And the most I can do is try to love the people that I meet today, and maybe act justly to people who are far away that I'll never meet, but that my actions affect somehow. But that's such a small thing. I can't really affect them. I can't really love them. I can't give them what they need. But what we find out from the gospel is that small thing of just trying to love everyone that we meet is really enough. It's like the five loaves and the two fishes, hardly anything. But with God's help, that can be enough to feed everyone. So I think today, the thing to meditate on for us is, do we try to love everyone as much as we can, given on who we are today, to share that gift of love that we've received, however small it is, with everyone? If we try just doing that, then God will magnify that love and it will be enough.